For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Please access this site, myvillagegreen.com. There is a lot of information there. Village Green, whether you go online or visit the store on Cedar Lane, they are your resource for questions about your health and expert advice on supplements. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join Dr. Kevin Pissarro next week for a discussion on nutrition. Now, today, we're honored to interview Dr. Anthony Thomas. He has an educational background in nutrition, food science, and dietetics, with a doctorate in nutritional biology from the University of California at Davis. Our subject is the synergistic roles for bioactive B vitamins. I want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Anthony Thomas. His primary research interests have focused on the influence of dietary and lifestyle factors such as physical activity, diet, circadian disruption. There are many, and we can go into that discussion. On the effect of all of this on the pathogenesis of chronic cardiovascular metabolic diseases, including obesity, insulin resistance syndrome, and type 2 diabetes. He has co-authored and authored multiple peer-reviewed scientific manuscripts and has served as a referee with relevant expertise in the fields of nutrition, obesity, and diabetes for multiple scientific journals. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anthony Thomas.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dana.
Well, we have a lot to talk about. Your background is certainly is diverse, and it's also focused. And I think we will talk more about this. But we're talking about the synergistic roles for bioactive B vitamins. Can you elaborate on what this means and why it's important to our listeners?
Well, specifically, these B vitamins are generally in the diet in forms that are precursors to active coenzyme forms in the body. And the body needs to convert these precursor forms into active coenzyme forms. And sometimes environmental factors, our physiologic condition, our health, and our age can impede on these processes, and that conversion is not always efficient. And so when supplementing directly with these bioactive coenzyme forms, that bypasses the necessary conversion in the body and thus can go right to work and participate in those critical metabolic reactions.
You know, this is complicated for many people to comprehend. My metaphor is bridges are like enzymes in the body. Bridges allow something to go over the bridge from one side to the other. And enzymes convert substance A to substance B. If the bridge has two lanes of four blocked, there's a backup of traffic, and not enough traffic gets on the other side. And in enzymes, if they're inefficient, which is exactly what you were talking about, then not much of substance A goes to substance B. So we get in trouble with the buildup of the traffic of substance A and the lack of substance B. And I think this is so important because we test for these markers, metabolites in metabolism, and that shows the reality. I call this the math of the body.
And it's really difficult math, Dana, I would say, because just like you mentioned, you get a backup. It's like a bottleneck, and these reactions aren't happening in isolation. They're part of complex networks and pathways that are basically occurring almost simultaneously. So if you get a backup in one, it can impede a variety of processes going on in the cell, and it's really difficult to figure out where exactly all the slows in reactions are happening because just one backup. So it's really important that you're not deficient or have insufficient levels of any of these essential micronutrients, essentially.
Well, it is important, and back to the traffic metaphor, if a cul-de-sac at the end of the street is blocked, the effect on the entire city is minimal, if any.
And I know it very well here in Los Angeles.
You certainly do, and I'm in D.C., so we have lots of examples of that. When the backups are at major arteries or major bridges are unavailable, the impact on that is widespread, and that's what I'm hearing you talk about with regard to the impact on the body. Can we talk about a specific enzyme? We're going to speak about methylation. And why that's so important, and what happens when that is inefficient or totally blocked. Let's describe methylation first. Can you do that for us? We do talk about it a lot, but it is complex, so I'd appreciate your description.
Sure. Well, a lot of reactions in the body are what are called methylation reactions, which is merely the addition of a methyl group to another molecule. And the primary methyl donor in the body is a substance called SAMe for short, which just stands for S-adenosyl methionine. And it donates this methyl group and can methylate your DNA to regulate gene expression. It's also important for the synthesis of certain neurotransmitters, so adrenaline and noradrenaline. And then also it's important for regulating other functions in the body, and this SAMe is something that we produce endogenously. People may know about it because it is sold as a dietary supplement and a very good one for many people. But it's produced within the methionine cycle. And this cycle requires B6, B12, and folate, or the active form of folate, which is 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate. We'll get into that. But it needs all of these vitamin cofactors to function efficiently. And so we produce SAMe in the body, and then SAMe can go donate methyl groups to participate in these reactions, which are critical to normal functioning of cells. And in the process, it's converted to a compound called homocysteine. And people may understand this or recognize this name because it's a well-recognized biomarker that's associated with cognitive deficits and cognitive decline, and also cardiovascular risks. And so this can accumulate when that process is not functioning optimally. And that's due to, like you had, going back again to this traffic jam analogy, due to a traffic jam, essentially. And so by utilizing these vitamin cofactors, it helps facilitate that process. Did I do an okay job explaining that, or would you like to talk a little bit more about it?
You've done an excellent job, and when we look at these B vitamins and we stand back and say the basics, how can we get rid of what the body is, what is harming the body, how can we give the body what it needs, it's like money in the bank. If you don't deposit the money, then you're not going to earn the interest, and that's my metaphor for the importance of exposing your body to the nutrients it needs and let the body decide, because we don't really know what these particular gene variants are doing to us. We don't even know if we have them. And even if we know we have some, we can't know all of them. And so the concept of providing the body with what it can use, and the nice thing about the body, it's hard to have toxicity. The body absorbs more and retains more when deficient, absorbs less and retains less when sufficient. Now, there can be wrench in the works. As you and I know, diuretics can work against you. Antacids, Acid blockers, acid reducers can work against you because you lose absorption, good absorption of many nutrients. So there are a lot of factors. Let's talk about, I'm interested in the dietary and lifestyle factors that you have talked about and that you have focused on. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, my background is primarily focused, I would say, on three, in general, the three primary lifestyle factors that influence our health, which is diet and nutrition, but also physical activity. And then you had mentioned it, and I'm not sure many people are familiar with it, but we call it the endogenous circadian rhythm, which is your 24-hour, a natural 24-hour rhythm that's linked to the light-dark cycle, our sleep-wake cycle. And it governs many metabolic processes in our body, just like it does for most living organisms on this planet. And when these, obviously, I think people understand the influence of diet and activity levels, that when they're not optimal, you get this metabolic dysfunction. But also, if you don't sleep enough, if you're exposed to excess light at night, this can cause what we call circadian disruption, disrupt that endogenous rhythm that impinges on many metabolic processes. And when you do that, you also get dysfunction. And you can imagine with a lot of current lifestyles, you know, we a lot of us today are 24/7. We live in a society that essentially has conquered the night. We have lights everywhere. We use media technology. So our smartphones emit light, our laptops, and this is not how we've evolved. And so all of these factors can synergistically work against the optimal functioning of your metabolic processes, and then, of course, increase risk for various diseases. And so just to give an example, in observational studies throughout populations, they see that nocturnal lifestyles, shift workers, as examples of populations that would have circadian disruption, they're at increased risk for many chronic diseases and cancer. And so how do we modify our lifestyle to help reduce those risks and look at the interplay, say, between, is there a role for diet to reduce risks? So, you know, this is another complicated thing for people to think about, where it's not just what you eat, but when you eat and in relation to your daily activity. So it's a very complex interaction that can impact how your body metabolizes different nutrients. So
very, very well stated. And I'd like to talk about a little bit more about sleep. I call it a nutrient, and talk more about the benefits of it in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we're here to bring you a wide variety of really good information that you can use. And with each show, we always hope that you, when that show's over, you can start doing something to enhance your health immediately. You can make some changes immediately. I also want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use. It's called Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database, and it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So they keep providing more services for their clients. Now, a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And today we are honored to interview Dr. Anthony Thomas. His educational background is nutrition, food science, and dietetics, with a doctorate in nutritional biology from the University of California at Davis. And our subject is the synergistic roles for bioactive B vitamins. And within this arena of talking about this importance of certain nutrients, we were talking about lifestyle being so critical. This is one of the focus issues for Dr. Thomas. And I call sleep a nutrient. Could we talk just a little bit longer about the benefits of sleep? Because I don't have a nutrient that can make up for the lack of sleep. Sleep itself is an essential nutrient.
Oh, absolutely agree. And again, with a background now in diet and nutrition, activity, and then this circadian rhythm and sleep-wake cycle, you know, I'm leaning towards sleep as being one of the most important, potentially. It's incredibly important, and a lot of my focus from a research perspective was looking at how lack of sleep, both in quantity and quality, which is prevalent throughout our society based on, you know, observational data, and it will actually perturb your body's ability to regulate blood sugar levels. It can perturb your body's ability to regulate blood lipid levels, and it can promote increased hunger. And so there's studies that show hormones that drive hunger are increased, and so people tend to eat more, particularly fatty foods. So and they show that sleep loss is associated with enhanced weight gain. So you'll perturb your metabolic processes and also be driven to potentially eat more, and that will add strain on the system that's already not functioning at an optimal level. So you can imagine that over time, it can wreak havoc on your body. And people can try to exercise and eat better to help offset some of that, but in reality, there's really no substitute for sleep, I would say.
There really isn't, and it's why sleep deprivation is a torture.
Absolutely.
And also, driving while sleeping is considered while sleep deprived is considered more damaging than driving after drinking alcohol. And there's some nice studies on that. The brain goes to sleep even when we're awake, and it's why when people have not had enough sleep, over days or throughout the night before, they kind of have blank spots in the day. What time is it? What am I supposed to be doing? Because the brain, part of the brain, tries to sleep. It tries to heal itself. And during sleep, it drains the toxins. And I'm using some lay terms here, but it's a fairly recent discovery about sleep importance in sort of clearing out the garbage that creates that's created during the day. The brain is it has many metabolic processes, and we have to eliminate. So that was a new finding, and it may be that those toxins are what are causing our memory to be poor, giving us irritability and many other symptoms. So I thank you for covering that subject.
Oh, absolutely, Dana. I was going to add, I'm familiar with the research you're referring to. I think it came out of Rutgers University, actually, and they highlighted the fact that the way our brain detoxes all of these, the accumulation of these potential toxic metabolites naturally throughout the day and through the processes, but how the brain detoxes is very different than the rest of our body because it doesn't have the lymphatic system is not within the brain where, you know, normal tissues can drain out these toxins into our lymphatic system, but the brain actually has to rid it another way. And so that happens during sleep, as you said. And so if you're not sleeping, you don't remove a lot of these toxins. And as they accumulate, of course, they can cause damage and then perturb function. And you know, acutely, you may not notice much. You might feel a little foggy. But over time, of course, this is when you see the harms manifest. And often it takes a number of years. And it doesn't it's not something you can quickly fix by just modifying. And I would like also to note, you had mentioned, you know, we consume a lot of diuretics and other things in our diet. Well, coffee is a very popular substance, and of course with people when they're not sleeping enough, well, we often compensate. We have our coffee in the morning and we have it later in the day to keep our focus. And often this can perturb our sleep. So what do we do to wind down? We might have a nightcap or some alcohol at night, and that's also a diuretic. And I think it's important to point out that these diuretics, as you mentioned, negatively affect the balance of these micronutrients in our body, particularly these water-soluble B vitamins. And these don't typically have ample storage in the body. So we need to continuously consume them so that we have adequate status. And when you're consuming things like coffee and alcohol to offset and help you fall asleep, well, you're gonna have a higher requirement likely for some of these B vitamins because you're excreting them at a much higher rate from your body.
And stress also aggravates it, so we deplete it. I call it the bank account of nutrients. We spend our nutrients on our activities, and so we need to replenish. On the B vitamins, you talked about the active forms being so important, and what populations are at risk for, number one, not taking in sufficient amounts of B vitamins? And you just mentioned the antacids and diuretics. Anybody on those is at risk for not absorbing. They might take it in, but they're not going to absorb or retain enough of the B vitamins to do the multiple jobs they have to do. So let's talk about the at-risk populations.
Well, it may be different for different B vitamins. In general, though, the population at large may be at risk for inadequacies in various B vitamins. And they do fortify a number of them into the diet to help offset. But then, as you mentioned, there's other issues. And so I can use two of the vitamins that we'll be talking about today, which is B12 and B9, or it's commonly referred to folic acid. And these are cases where even if you're consuming enough through the diet, there may be other factors that influence your body status. And so B12 is a very good example where populations at risk for B12, vegetarians and vegans, because B12 is derived from animal sources. And of course, you had mentioned the use of antacids and acid-reducing, neutralizing medications, especially proton pump inhibitors. The stomach acid is very important to release B12, which is bound to protein in food. And so if you're not producing enough stomach acid, you'll not release it from the food so that it can even be absorbed. And so this is why you see widespread inadequacy in elderly populations, because they naturally produce less stomach acid as they age. And then you can, without even realizing it, over time, your B12 status can decline. And this results in even cognitive deficits, even prior to signs of frank deficiency. In fact, there's research to suggest that where we suggest the low end of the normal range of B12 status is actually too low, because you still will see cognitive decline even when having status within this range. And so that's a good example of how certain populations may be at risk. And if I can use one more example for folic acid, folic acid is synthetic. It's not a compound that's natural in our diet. We fortify it in to help offset deficiency in nutrients and in that nutrient in the body, but it's typically found as these folates in the diet, and these are processed differently by the body. And so what they're finding now, because it's been fortified into our food supply for a long time now, is that we're actually getting a buildup of this unmetabolized folic acid in our bodies because of the difference in the way it's processed. The liver isn't always efficient, and now there's a lot of variability throughout the population, but a significant portion of the population actually has what they call a polymorphism in a gene that codes for an enzyme that is the key enzyme to generate the active form that the body utilizes, called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. The gene, people may be familiar with it, its acronym is MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, and 50% of the population at large has polymorphisms in this enzyme that reduces its ability to generate the active form. So when you supplement with methyl B12, an active form, and then 5-methyltetrahydrofolate as the active form of B9, you bypass these limitations that are a result of either your personal genetics, your health, your aging, and other lifestyle factors like coffee, diuretics, antacids. So it really helps safeguard against inadequate status.
You've explained this so well, and as often as we have discussed this, the complexity is always difficult to circumvent, and I think you've done an excellent job of this. And I am so glad you mentioned the range. The so-called normal range is rarely, if ever, a healthy range. And we tell our listeners this and our patients this. So that lower range, and it depending on the lab, it's around 300 to 1,000. We've noted that people that are below 600 or 700 tend to have functional deficits in B12 and often folate along with that. And so we utilize those highly specific markers as the truth of whether or not the vitamins are functioning. The other aspect of that range is if the B12 is too high, and it is in many people, often the doctor says you have excess. Most of the time that's not true. It's back to the bridge metaphor. If the bridge is blocked, what happens? Substance A doesn't convert to substance B, and what we are usually looking at is an increase of B12 because it's not converting in the cells to the active form, and the patient really needs it. So if you want to talk a little bit about that, I think it's important, and I'd like to talk about the symptoms that can occur from frank deficiency, and as you mentioned, it may not show up in the usual blood tests early on. So
and in fact, measuring B12 status directly, as commonly done in a clinical lab, doesn't always give you the insight as far as how it's being utilized in the body. And so there's other biomarkers that you can measure. We had mentioned homocysteine in the past. That one accumulates when those cycles aren't functioning properly. And again, as you mentioned, the function of that cycle, it requires B12, but it also requires the active form of folate because of that intersection, and then also the active form of vitamin B6. And so even if you get enough, say, of one nutrient, if another one is insufficient, you'll still get a backup. And that's the problem.
They're interdependent, very much like your fingers and thumb on your hand. And we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. And a reminder for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you good information. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Kevin next Sunday for a very interesting discussion on nutrition. Now, today we're honored to interview Dr. Anthony Thomas. His background is nutrition, food science, and dietetics. He has a doctorate in nutritional biology from the University of California at Davis. And our subject is the synergistic roles for bioactive B vitamins. We're talking about the fact that in foods, you're not always getting the active form of the vitamin. And for B12, B6, folic acid, also B2, we need to convert those to active forms. And many people have genetic impediments here that do not allow the efficient conversion. And I'm summarizing a little bit of what you said, Dr. Thomas. And we're talking about deficiencies and how they impact. Let's talk about some of the symptoms, and we may want to reiterate why we're so likely to have deficiencies in the B vitamins. They're water soluble. So could you elaborate on that?
Sure. It mentions on the break that, nutrition science is actually relatively new, and we've done a pretty decent job understanding what happens when there's a deficiency in certain micronutrients, and then correcting that deficiency to offset any outward sign of metabolic dysfunction. But we're really actually quite far from knowing what the optimal status is in various micronutrients for optimal metabolic function within various different genetic backgrounds and various different lifestyle factors. So right now, I think the issue is obviously making sure we have adequate status. And right now, we're seeing actually quite widespread inadequacies in vitamin status across the U.S. population, at least. And one thing with B vitamins, I think, is, you know, they've fortified these into a lot of our cereal grains throughout our diet. Of course, our diet's changing quite a bit. People tend to steer away from a lot of grain foods now for some, you know, because of a lot of the popular diet fads, paleo diet. But, you know, that aside, you know, just in general, our food supply, you know, our soils are becoming somewhat depleted in certain minerals and we're just not getting enough of these nutrients potentially because of our also own backgrounds. We had mentioned stomach acidity, advancing age, our physiology and health. So if we have chronic inflammation, this might affect the way our liver processes certain nutrients, and then we're at risk for these deficiencies. And so dietary supplementation can help safeguard against those deficiencies. And with B vitamins in particular, you mentioned they're water soluble. Our body really doesn't have a storage of these vitamins. It uses them, and we've mentioned other factors like diuretics, coffee, alcohol, you know, wine. These things can help encourage the loss of these nutrients through the urine. And so we need to constantly replenish them. And with the B vitamins, they almost need a constant, they need a constant supply, essentially, coming into the system. And there's, for the most part, I think only three of them have like a tolerable upper limit set for potential safety issues. But in reality, those are on pretty weak data for the most part, I would say. And most B vitamins, there's really very little risk of toxicity at excess. At least even in typically supplied doses, you'd really have to go out of your way to try to get too much. Because as you had mentioned early in the podcast, I'm not sure if the listeners were there, but your body has mechanisms that regulate levels. So if you take in a lot of times your body won't absorb much of it. And one good example, I guess, is you'll notice on actually most B12 supplements, if you look at the percent daily value, I mean, you have thousands to tens of thousands of percent. People might be like, wow, that is incredibly high. But you have to remember your body's not absorbing that. Not the vast majority of that, and I mean maybe 98%, 99% of that is not absorbed. And these high doses help bypass some limitations in that process to ensure some gets in when there are limitations in your body's ability to assimilate those nutrients. So I'm not sure if that answered the question fully, but
I think it does. I call it overwhelming the gates. And for water-soluble toxicity, it is truly difficult. Although, on the other hand, we do talk about the importance of not giving high doses of 1B vitamin without the cofactor B vitamins. They work together like the fingers on your hand, and it just amazes me that there are still studies that look at one of the B vitamins giving high doses and seeing results. That's like putting the quarterback out only to play the other team. You would say quarterbacks don't do anything for us. They're no good. And I can't understand how someone would perform a study, and it's still being done, looking so at a monocular view of nutrients and how they interact. And the B vitamins are the best example of this intimate interrelationship that they have. So that's my pet peeve for the day, Dr. Thomas.
I couldn't agree more, Dana. You said it perfectly. These things, the functions in the body are so interrelated. And we've mentioned it a couple times that just inadequacy or insufficiency in any one of these can back up or bottleneck the system in a way that's really almost difficult to predict. It's so integrated. And so really you want to make sure you have adequate status of all B vitamins. And really the easiest safeguard, that is a comprehensive B complex, supplement. And, you know, Ajaro Formulas, one of our flagship products is our B-Right, which is a comprehensive. It has all eight B vitamins and choline added, which some consider a vitamin-like substance. So, and which, of course, it does have all those active forms that we mentioned, which is the methyl B12, the methylfolate, and the active form of B6, along with some other active forms in there. So, and we were also talking about those three B vitamins, B12, the active form of folate, and B6, and we've been using some examples of how interrelated those are, and those have been the subject of much research looking at cognitive function and particularly in aging populations. And so we also have a product that just combines those three of the active form and adequate dosing. And those are good safeguards generally for people that may be at risk for not getting enough through their diet or may have other lifestyle factors that influence their status negatively, like high intake of diuretics, stress, like you mentioned, or any other physical conditions.
Yes, and the B-Right, I like that because it's what the name is saying. We've got the right forms of the supplements in there, and the addition of choline. We really don't talk about choline too much, and it deserves its day for certain. It's important for memory. And a precursor to acetylcholine, it affects the bowel and the brain. And we talk about, our listeners have heard us talk about bowel-brain connections. And for many people, choline is conditionally essential. So when we talk about essential nutrients, that's a generic thought there. But we have individuals, and many of them, who lack enough. Choline is a good example. They don't make it well, and they therefore need it. It becomes essential for them. And this is what is referred to as biochemical individuality. And that name was given to this issue by Roger Williams somewhere in the 50s, PhD biochemist. And I always say his name because he was considered a heretic when he proposed this idea that we are all unique. And when I was in school, I remember my first nutrition class, which spurred me on to do a better job than was being done, that we all needed a minuscule amount of a nutrient to make our enzymes work. We're all identical. And I remember looking at my fingers and saying, but our fingerprints are different. We've got to be different. And now that we can test those enzymes, that was such an awful assumption. We're not all identical. We don't all function the same. We're very unique. And so I always give a tip of the hat to Roger Williams for his heresy.
Oh, well, you know, I think science really advances when people when good scientists challenge the current dogma. And there's plenty of examples of such instances in the past, but you're right. Usually when you propose an idea that is against the current dogma, you get a lot of pushback, particularly from these scientists that have strongly advocated for the theory that you're essentially saying is wrong, which is, you know, uniqueness versus similarity. And we were talking about brain function and B complex. Yeah, our product B Right. I actually just wrote an article. B Right equals brain right. Because
great,
like you had mentioned, it's just these are so critical for integrated energy metabolism and the brain. It only accounts for about 2% of your body weight, but maybe a quarter of your oxygen and energy consumption. So you can imagine it needs a constant supply of these B vitamins and choline, as you mentioned, because it's so important for acetylcholine synthesis and phospholipid synthesis. These are absolutely critical for brain function. And a recent study actually looking at B vitamin status, and again with focus on those three particular ones, methyl B12, methylfolate, and the active form of B6, showed that it does have positive effects on cognition with advancing age, but also critically important as we talk about integration and interrelationships between nutrients. But it depended highly on your omega-3 status. And what really they're talking about is those ones that we commonly think of derived from fish oils, which is DHA and EPA, and that the B vitamins, those three in particular, are very important to allow functioning of cycles that are important for the incorporation of those essential fatty acids into the membranes of our brains, which participate in signaling and other functions. We always hear about how important they are for neurological health and cardiovascular health, but we kind of stop there. And the fact is they're highly related. So having good B status in general, B vitamin status, and then of course these essential omega-3 fatty acids too. They interact in the body. So all important stuff, and I don't think many people are always aware of these things. So,
well, when we talk about this information, that's been in the nutrition literature about choline mm-hmm. well over 60 or 70 years. And there's a statement, in front of every new idea are 1,000 angry people appointed to guard the past. Now, that doesn't mean every new idea is a good one, but it deserves its day. And I think of Candace Pert, who was a graduate student who discovered the rest of the neurotransmitters. And NIH gave her her own office, her own division, actually. And she came up with mind-body medicine. And eventually the traditional sector drove her out of town. And I love what she said about that. When you're being run out of town, carry a flag and look like you're leading a parade. I love it. And we have to close this segment and get on to our next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Jero.com. Jero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so remember to join us next Sunday for Dr. Kevin Passaro's interview regarding nutrition. Today, we've been speaking with Dr. Anthony Thomas. He has a doctorate in nutritional biology, a background in food science, dietetics, and nutrition. So we are grateful to have had this experience with you, Dr. Thomas. Let's continue our discussion on nutrition. We've been talking about the B vitamins, the synergism among them, the necessity of providing the whole complement, the whole team, if we want to use a football metaphor. And what else do we need to tell our listeners? I know I would like to discuss briefly some of the symptoms that can show up when we are deficient in B vitamin function.
I think that's a great place to start, Dana.
So what do you see as some of the early deficiency symptoms?
I think what most people would probably experience first is just a general fatigue. As we talked about before, this is very important for energy metabolism, for how your body breaks down fats and carbohydrates and proteins and converts those to energy, but also very important, as we said, these B vitamins for the synthesis of neurotransmitters and various other important molecules in the body. And so because of this integration, you're going to start seeing deficits in maybe cognitive ability, so forgetfulness, and slow thought processes, so processing of information, which is going to, of course, affect maybe your performance in an academic setting or your workplace. It may perturb your sleep, even if it's not right before your sleep. I mean, just not having adequate nutrient status because, again, specific neurotransmitters, your body needs to synthesize serotonin. Serotonin is a precursor to melatonin that feeds into your normal, that circadian rhythm we were talking about. It's very important for regulating that cycle. So there's just, in general, I would say, you'll see many B-complex dietary supplements marketed for energy, but, I mean, they participate in so many important reactions throughout the body and really help facilitate even indirectly reactions that they're not directly involved in. So I'd say general fatigue and some cognitive cloudiness in a healthy person if they start becoming deficient in some of these, but over time that leads to damage in the body, and then you have increased risk of chronic conditions. So
and you mentioned the neurotransmitters, mood disorders. Mm-hmm. We also know that these methylation deficits can lead to diabetes, cancer, chronic fatigue mm-hmm. syndrome. I lump them into what I call the fatiguing syndromes. And you talked about fatigue, but it can also lead, as I said, to cardiovascular problems, addictive mm-hmm. behaviors, insomnia, infertility problems, reproductive problems. And the list goes on. This, it's far more broad than people understand. And I think that's because of our specialties, which we need. But the eye doctor is looking at the eyes and seeing symptoms, does not understand what's happening to the gut, with the patients complain about the gut, or the kidneys or the liver or the brain. Every specialist looks singularly at their mm-hmm. specialty without looking at some broad underlying contributors to the symptomology that they're looking at. So certainly that's an issue. What other nutrients can be important in methylation? I'm thinking of trimethyl, dimethyl glycine. Talk a little bit about that.
Glycine is amino acid and is an important amino acid. And you had mentioned trimethyl glycine often helps support, again, this feeds into that methionine cycle or something we term one-carbon metabolism, which is the transfer of these methyl groups, which is essentially the transfer of these carbon groups that regulate many processes in the body. So that's another very good one. Choline, you had mentioned. And again, these three B vitamins, in the active forms, and again, it's methyl B12, it's 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. I'll call that methylfolate for short, the active form of folic acid in the body, and then the active form of vitamin B6, and that's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. B6 is present in 6 forms in the diet, and they're often sold as a dietary supplements, but not always as what I'll call P5P for short. All those other forms need to be converted to P5P in the body to facilitate that one-carbon metabolism, those methylation reactions, and the regeneration of SAMe, which is the primary methyl donor, and people may recognize that name because that is also sold as a dietary. It's really a premium dietary supplement, and they're using that as a they're investigating that as a therapeutic option in various conditions of liver damage. So the accumulation of fatty liver, which is becoming a major problem in our society, they're looking to see if SAMe can help combat that. They look at it in, as you said, mood disorders because of the relationship to synthesis of neurotransmitters, endogenous antioxidants like glutathione. I mean, these are critical. So so many different things intersect here just to help this methylation cycle function properly. And so, you know, it's one thing to supplement with SAMe directly, but really you need to give your body some of the most basic nutrients, these B vitamins, a source of methyl groups. So you have the trimethylglycine. I mentioned glycine, which is a typical amino acid found in various proteins. And the active form of folate, 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. These are all very important because they transfer these methyl groups. And it even goes beyond that to genetic regulation. So methylation of your DNA, it's generally thought of as a silencing modification, which means just to repress the expression of certain genes. And you can imagine, you mentioned hypomethylation. So if you don't have enough of these genes methylated to reduce their expression, then you get really high, you know, they see this in certain cancers and things. Yes. Where it's like you have high metabolic activity and expression of a lot of these genes that are typically repressed through these methylation reactions, but because of the deficit, they're not adequately repressed.
Well, that's a good final statement for a very interesting interview. Lots of good information. Thank you, Dr. Anthony Thomas, for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we will look forward to having you back. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.